2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Okie dokie, everybody. Welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Welcome to your week. Our Mondays are so dang fun. Unless you're Scott Mitchell. Let me just pull the old curtain back on the life that Scott Mitchell leads. So on the weekend, I don't know. We didn't really, I think I text you halftime of the Utah game. So I'm probably on my way, or I think I'd probably just gotten to the stadium, or maybe I was right around there down in Provo. And I text you, and it's 10 to 10 at the half. And I think my text to you was, what on earth is going on down there? Because I expected that the Utes were just going to wake up after that other week. And then it got worse. It was 24-10, and then I'm, what's going on down there? No response, no response, no response, no response. And then I get a text at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, and it just says, I hate football. From Scott, you're rolling your eyes right now. And then at some point we exchange a couple of text messages, and then later in the day, I was like, you had accidentally sat on your phone again. It just said, I hate football again.
There's no accident. Yeah.
Look, I don't enjoy people's,
misery.
But here we are.
I'm not miserable.
I know you're not. It's not.
No, it's not like I'm miserable, but I think I'd rather be.
You're not a happy guy, right?
I would rather be a fan, a player than a fan. I've decided that. I'd rather have everyone hate me and be a player and get booed and all that stuff than to be a fan and have to sit there and watch it.
Okay.
I can't stand it.
If you didn't get Scott's full breakdown of the Utah game at the top of this last hour we did it, you can go back and listen on the podcast and hear that what that misery really sounds like. I think Utah fans are in a weird spot right now because you don't get it's look, Kyle Whittingham's lost a couple bad games before. But not like this, not at the beginning of the year to non-conference opponents, certainly. So that's why it feels a little bit weird. So let's go to something that you know a lot about, and that's the NFL. Are you okay to talk about the NFL, or does that suck too?
The NFL is amazing. I think the NFL might be in a place right now that maybe it's never been in.
You know what I think
there's a lot of really, really good in the NFL today.
I told this to my kid last night. We're watching the Sunday night game. And Sunday Night Football is now the Monday Night Football.
Right.
Like what I grew up, it was like that's what I looked forward to. It's different
now.
The
most watched program on all of television.
And I love it. It's so good. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth do such a good job. And last night it was the Ravens and the Chiefs. And I told my son, I go, Cooper, I can't tell you. The Ravens and the Chiefs, first of all, the Ravens didn't exist when I was a kid.
Right.
When I was his age. And for me to tune into a Chiefs game on a it would have been one of those where you go, oh shoot, it's one of these Monday Night Football games. It's two AFC teams I don't care about.
Yeah.
It was amazing. The Ravens and the Chiefs, like you couldn't have asked for a better game. And I it's just been such a quality deal here. And it is one of those things, Scott. The NFL is better than any other sport of not knowing what is going to happen in these games. We thought we knew who the Saints were last week. This week they lay a dang egg on offense. We have no, the guy, you know, Jameis Winston throws 5 touchdowns last week. This week they get 5 first downs total, a franchise low ever. And then you think you know some of these teams that are losing, and then they're suddenly back to winning again. My Seahawks blew it, and the Titans got back a win to go to 1-1. Throw out all those storylines, because here locally, the Zach Wilson story, I was very interested in to see what week two was going to look about. This is where you start to gloat, Scott, because you don't hate to say I told you so.
Well, it's not gloating as much as it is. It's just the reality of how the situation is.
Which was what?
It's hard. It is so hard to make that transition into the NFL as a quarterback. That there are other positions you can do it. But I'm just telling you, it is super hard. And it's not, you look at Kyler Murray, you look at Justin Herbert, you look at Joe Burrow, you know, they all started and they kind of struggled a little bit and then they just kind of got it going and then they had some struggles and then they, and that's just, it's just an up and down ride for some of these young players. But it's, you know, when you're going against Bill Belichick, he's going to make it so hard on you. He's going to know every last little thing, and he's going to force you to do things that he knows you're not really comfortable doing. Like that's all he does is he gets you to where it's like, okay, this guy likes to bootleg. Well, we'll take the bootleg away. Or this guy likes to throw it to this receiver. It's like, fine, we'll take that wide receiver away. Because people have tendencies. We're humans. We're creatures of habit. We like that. And we get these tendencies of where and how and what we throw. And Bill Belichick is a master at taking that away and making people feel really uncomfortable.
Certainly, if you're a week two rookie in the NFL, you're going to be outmatched against Bill Belichick's game plans. But what do you say to a four-pick performance from Zach Wilson? If you could get into his ear, what would you say to
the kid?
You
know what you say to – well, the thing you say is you're going to learn so much more from these experiences.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't look at it and he's actually terrible. The Jets are bad again. They made a bad pick.
No, it's why I wanted to talk to Jaren Hall about the interceptions that he threw, because you learn more, unfortunately, from the challenging parts of a game when you because people are not wired. They're not wired to go, yeah, I like to throw interceptions. It's really fun. It's enjoyable. and so people don't like it, and they look at it and they try to figure out how can I improve that. Losing actually does more to help you win than winning does. Winning is almost like a curse. It's almost a disease because it's so hard to honestly evaluate yourself when you win. You know, you're never as harsh a critic. You're never as challenging to yourself. You're never as honest with yourself when you're winning. 'Cause it's like, hey, we won. You know, right now, Utah's not as bad as 1-2, and BYU's not as good as 3-0. That is their record, but I'm just telling you, there's, you know, you can't get lulled into where you are right now. And that's the thing.
At what point do you start to believe the record then? Just at the very end? Like, when do we start to go, I mean, you are what your record is.
You'll always do it in the end. Yeah, I mean, let it play itself out in the end, because your ultimate record is definitely who you are.
People have a time frame for guys like Zach Wilson, but there's not really one, is there? I mean,
this year.
Robert Saleh said, "Hey, we moved the ball though. That's the positive thing we could look for last week. We blew it at the end of some of these drives. Yeah. We moved the football okay, but we just didn't score points, which is a bad thing in the NFL.
It's like." We want to see the progress from week one to week two with most teams. Right. Not NFL quarterbacks, rookies.
Yeah.
It's from season one to season two.
Okay.
It's a whole body of work.
Because
right now, I'm just telling you, Zach.
So even if he has flash in the pan, like what if he has a great game, you go, okay, but settle down.
There's not enough time to reflect enough each week for Zach Wilson to really have the historical perspective of his rookie year.
Yeah.
You go into the next week. Like right now, he's done with this last week's game. He's already watched the film.
I hope so.
And he's moved on, right? And so he can't really reflect on it, and maybe he should. But you can't, because you got to go to the next week's game. You're swimming every single week your rookie year.
Okay.
And you just hope that you can tread water enough to where you don't drown.
Let's go to the coaching side of it then. 2 weeks into Urban Meyer, He sends out like this weird – somebody tweeted out. I laughed my butt off when I saw this today, because he put a meme up. He put on – it looked like a poster that you would see on the escalator at the airport if it wasn't working, right? It was just a black sheet, and it had the Jaguars logo on it, and it said, be patient with us. We're going to turn this thing around. And people were making fun of it because it said, like, it looks like a bathroom at the airport is out of service currently. Like,
don't stop by here.
Well, and most people were like, don't say that after 2 weeks. You don't say we're going to – because even kind of use that Tim Tebow verbiage of no one's going to work harder. You're never going to see a group of guys more committed to turning this thing around. He's 0-2, but he's 0-2 in Jacksonville.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer can't help himself. Like he doesn't know how to lose, and it's I'm sure it's
brand
it's
new
foreign
feeling
to him.
For him, yeah.
And he because he's really big on getting the crowd behind him and really selling things to the masses,
having the community behind,
changing
him.
A whole culture with everything. Yeah. So yeah, NFL's a tough one though, and it's tough as Bill Parcells said, when you don't get to buy the groceries,
who gets the longer leash, Zach Wilson or Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. Okay, let's take the break. We'll come back. We got our two-minute drill around the corner here. I'm having fun with this. This is why we have Scott, man. He can break all this stuff down for you. That's why we love having him. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Two-minute drill. Wrapping things up next. Stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.